from the altar, daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. You'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar, daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Malabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today, the mighty hand of the Lord will sustain you. As you are standing upon the watch, doing the work that the Lord has bestowed upon you, according to the book of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1, I'm reading good news. He said, I will climb my watchtower and wait to see what the Lord will tell me to say and what answer He will give to my complaint. Hallelujah. Today, because you tabernacle with God, you believe in God and you are waiting on Him, the grace and power of God will come upon you like a rushing mighty wind, and it will sustain you in the name of Jesus. The power to remain focused even in turbulent times, the power of sustenance will manifest greatly upon you in the name of Jesus. You will not lose focus in Jesus' mighty name. At the end of the whole thing, you will have the cause to shout hallelujah and glorify God. That is done and settled in Jesus' mighty name. Today, I want us to see the word of the Lord in the book of Philippians chapter 3 from verse 7 to 9. Philippians chapter 3 from verse 7 to 9. It read, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. 8. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. 9. It say, and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Hallelujah. Brethren, if you look at the word of the Lord that the Lord is saying to us today, you will understand. To be with God, to do His will, you must remain focused. You must know that no matter what happens, God cannot deceive you. With what you are doing and how you are doing it, brethren, there is a profit, there is a gain, there is an honor that the Lord has decided to put upon you. Whatsoever you are doing, just believe you are doing it. The rewarder will reward. Count it all done. Count it as something that you just have to do, because you don't know when, where, and how the Lord will repay you back. But God, in His infinite mercy, will definitely visit you. Brethren, let's look at the world today. How far have we gone with the word of the Lord? Christians, believers, faith demonstrators, what are we doing to help the people around us, to help our generation? Are we sincere with what we are doing? Are we seeking for the profit? God said we will profit us, but are we doing it to have the profit in our own way? Brethren, let's look at the word of the Lord carefully. In the book of Philemon chapter 1 verse 11, book of Philemon chapter 1 verse 11, we say, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me. This is Apostle Paul sending message on behalf of Philemon. He has done something wrong. He is writing to Philemon because of Onesimus. You understand? He was once a bad person, but he has changed. How many people has changed and want to get back to you? What have you done? Apostle Paul said, don't worry, test him again. When somebody is bad, you are the one that said that person is bad. Give him a chance. When you give him a chance, I don't know who I'm talking to and why I'm saying this. Let us have a heart, the heart of flesh. Don't let us condemn totally. The mighty hand of the Lord, with what we are preaching and what you are saying, sinners will turn around and become blameless. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5 says, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5 says, likewise, you younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Yeah, all of you be subject unto one another and be clothed with humility. For God resisted the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Those people, after we have ministered to them, after they have turned around to have a new life, a change of heart, don't go on castigating them. Give them a chance. And those that are coming up, let us advise them to be humble, to be submissive, to listen. And the Lord, in His infinite mercy, will give them a learning heart. Touch somebody's life today. Minister to somebody today. And when that person is, don't say he's pretending, he's this and that. God, in His infinite mercy, will touch heart of those that are still on the street, those that are wayward, and will bring them back. When we are ministering to them, let's have faith that they will change. Let's have faith to accommodate them. Let's believe that in accommodating them, their life will turn around. We were given chances too. Let's give them chance. Don't say forever, forever. I can never have anything to do with him or her. It is well with us in Jesus' mighty name. Remember, Mary Magdalene had every spirit within her. And the day she was delivered, she never goes back. If Jesus Christ castigated her outrightly, we will break the alabaster box. I pray that the word of the Lord in your mouth shall be swift and shall be good and will touch heart in Jesus' mighty name. Your labor of love shall not be in vain in Jesus' name. I'm stopping with this series. By the grace of God, God's willing, we'll start another series tomorrow. Before that tomorrow, when you'll be hearing my voice, I say the peace of the Lord abide with you. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank FCMB. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90380214 02 or +234 80561678 40. You can also write us through our email ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.